NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The death toll has risen in the devastating mudslide in Washington State. Jason Bierman is with the Snohomish County Department of Emergency Management.
They have identified one more victim, bringing the total of confirmed fatalities to 18. And we also know that rescuers discovered one additional victim in the debris field. That victim has not yet been identified.
The number of people missing has dropped from 90 to 30. Rescue teams halted their work today for a moment of silence to mark the moment when the mud crashed down 1 week ago today. Ukraine's former boxing champion is dropping out of the race for president and is throwing his support behind businessman Petro Poroshenko. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that Vitaly Klitschko will run for Kiev mayor instead.
In a message on his website, ex-boxer Vitaly Klitschko says he wanted to focus the electorate on a single pro-reform candidate for president to avoid splitting the vote and allowing remnants of former President Viktor Yanukovych's party to return to power. Klitschko is now backing pro-European oligarch Petro Poroshenko, who's been leading in most political polls ahead of the May 25th election. Analysts say Poroshenko's front-runner status is a sign that voters in Ukraine want a moderate leader, someone who can work both with Europe and with Russia. There are more than a dozen candidates, including former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Kiev.
U.S. sugar producers are accusing Mexico of dumping cheap sugar into the American market and violating the North American Free Trade Agreement. NPR's Sam Sanders reports the Mexican government has responded to the allegations.
An international sugar battle is underway. The American Sugar Coalition, which represents growers, has filed anti-dumping petitions against Mexico. The complaints were filed with the U.S. International Trade Commission and the Commerce Department. They will both investigate. U.S. growers say government subsidies in Mexico make the cost of Mexican sugar sold in the U.S. lower than it should be, a full 45% lower than it would be in Mexico. They say this could cost the U.S. sugar industry up to $1 billion this growing season alone. For its part, the Mexican government says it regrets the U.S. growers' decision and that it is contrary to the spirit of cooperation that has existed between the two countries. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Gay couples can now get married in England and Wales. Same-sex marriage became legal at midnight last night. Andrew Whale and Neil Allard were among the first to tie the knot.
Personally, it's a wonderful feeling. It was much more emotional than I thought it was going to be, and I feel just kind of happy and buzzing.
It's exciting. It's a new step forward. It's a new beginning. It's all about love.
British Prime Minister David Cameron today sent congratulatory tweets. Britain is the 15th country to legalize same-sex marriage. This is NPR. The U.S. Navy has officially deactivated a fire-damaged nuclear-powered submarine. Roger Wood reports.
On May 23, 2012, a worker at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard in Maine set fire to the USS Miami. He was convicted of arson and is serving a 17-year prison term. At the time, the Miami was undergoing refitting at the yard. Rear Admiral Ken Perry, while attending a decommissioning ceremony, justified the decision to scrap the submarine.
After very serious consideration of the top levels of the Navy, the decision was made to decom Miami after the very severe fire and very, very significant damage to the ship.
The Navy estimated it would cost over $450 million for repairs to the damage. For NPR News, I'm Roger Wood in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Two of the nation's highest-profile Republican governors are calling for more aggressive leadership on America's challenges abroad. They emphasized their support for Israel as they courted powerful Jewish donors at the Republican Jewish Coalition's annual spring gathering in Las Vegas today. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was among those who spoke. He said the U.S. is not setting a good example for the world.
The dysfunction in Washington, D.C., is no longer being emulated around the world. It is being mocked around the world. As a government that cannot get out of its own way because people will not come together to work together.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker also attended the four-day conference. He said the nation needs a swift and decisive foreign policy. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR